everything that will be done and said, give glory and honor to God, because it's always our act of worship, whether in our giving, in our serving God. And so a blessed time that we can have Pastor Aida and Pastor Lou with us this afternoon. Amen. And so like what I would always say, I never get tired of saying it, because it's truly a blessing from God to have this, over all these years, this partnership that the Lord, not just partnership, but even the relationship. And we're so thankful to God for this relationship that He has bonded, brought us closer together. Amen. In whatever challenges that we have in life, that we are here for one another. And so let's welcome Pastor Aida. Praise God.
I'm going to try not to cry my eyes out.
All right. Okay. God bless you. Praise God.
I don't know. Am I on? Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord forever. Wow. My goodness. What? We've had church already. It's been wonderful, and it just speaks to my heart on how much we've missed being here with you. And you know, in the scope of time, a month may not seem like a lot, but because of the relationship and because of the love that we have for one another. When we're not here, you know, when we know we want to be here and we've committed to be here, it's a long time not to be with our family here. So we've missed you, and let me just say thank you. Oh, my goodness, thank you for all those prayers and the cards and the gifts, and it just goes on. you are the people of the Lord that keep on giving and keep on giving and keep on giving, and that is so precious. And we don't take it for granted. And the texts and the calls. And, you know, just it helped us get through the hurdle. And that's what the family of Christ is all about. Because God said He not necessarily will spare us from the trial. He didn't say He would necessarily spare us from the storm. In fact, He did say you will have trials and tribulations. But the beauty of the body of Christ representing Jesus and the heart of Jesus is that while we go through it, you're there with us. Because Christ is in you and Christ is Emmanuel with us. And so we have felt, truly, there were times we have felt the power of your prayers and even the presence of God through this incredible church, this family of God. Let me just say that being here today is of course, always an honor to be in the house of God, a privilege even to bring forth the word. But, you know, I was reminded as we were preparing this morning to come, brothers and sisters, if you got to crawl to church, crawl. However you got to make your way to church, make your way to the house of God. You know, And maybe for some this is your life and this is how you do. I had to get up super extra early, which is a little different for me. Maybe not different for you because of your circumstances, but by that I mean, you know, we had to get up at 6:30, knowing that service started at 11:30, so that not only did I do me, but so that I could do Lou and that I could do the dog and that I could do the house before I left, you know, and so, you know, there were times when I would just remember to breathe, inhale and exhale. And God said, you know what, Aida, there are some that have to crawl to church, and they do. So however you've got to get to church, you get there today. And so by the grace and the mercies of God, praise God. And because of what He did at the cross, we're here today. Happy of heart, filled with our heart. And let me just say, all that I was listening to and the praise and the worship and the prayer, it sounds like revival has hit this church already. I'm telling you what, it sounds like revival. It feels like revival. It smells like revival. There's been an infusion in this house of God. There's been an infusion in this pastor. I mean, I think life is just, God is pouring life in. There's a renewal. There's a restoration. There's a revival. There's an infusion. You can feel it as you walk through the doors. And he's not done yet. He's not finished yet because he's so much more than what we've already received. Amen. Amen. You know what? As we were driving down today, I was thinking to myself and I was praying and I said, stay focused on the road, Aida, but stay focused on the road because I have a tendency to, oh God, oh God, oh God. And I forget I'm on the road, you know? And so as I was driving in, I just said, you know, Lord Jesus, I'm going to the house of the Lord. My husband and I were going to the house of the Lord because he's tried to, you know, present different obstacles and different challenges. And I know you understand that, you know what? But greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Come on. Greater is the power of God than anything that Satan can or will do. And sometimes, you know what? We just have to overcome by the confession of our word. Doesn't matter what I feel like. Doesn't matter what he's going through. We will overcome. We will arrive. We will be in the house of the Lord. You have to continually confess that. Not because God needs to hear it, but because you need to hear it and the devil needs to be convinced that you're convinced. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes we can just say and say and it's blah, 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 blah. But the devil knows the difference between blah, blah, blah and words of faith. You got to say it enough so that faith grows into your heart. Sometimes you start out in doubt. Sometimes you start out in fear. But by the time that confession, because how many know the word never returns void? So sometimes I say, Lord, my husband's feeling good today. My husband can walk today. But I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, God. What has the devil done here? And God reminds me, yeah, but what have I done? What have I done? What am I doing in your husband's life? What am I doing in your life? Greater am I than the enemy. And if God says he will live, he will live. And God said, I came to give life and life abundantly. So you seize it by the power of your word. Believe it and you can receive it. No matter what you see, no matter what he's feeling, no matter what the doctor said, I'm relying on the promises of God because God is faithful, because he's truth. There's nothing greater than the word of God. There's nothing truer than the word of God. There's no one stronger than God. And you have got to preach to yourself. I tell you what, when storms come, preach to yourself. When storms come, be your own prophet. When storms come, you be the praise and worship team. When storms come, you be the intercessor of your life. Because storms are coming. Storms have come. But it don't matter because God is still on the throne. And God is still in charge. Hallelujah. Father God, I just want to thank you for who you are. I love you for who you are. I love you that you're the God that is faithful. You're the God of your word. You're the God that keeps your promises, Lord. Lord, it don't matter how long it takes, 2,000 years sometimes, like it did with the nation of Israel. 2,000 years, but you kept your word to your people. God, you kept your promise to the nation of Israel. And you are keeping your promise to us. So I want to thank you that, yes, even as Pastor Monette said, you're doing a new thing. Hallelujah. You're doing a new thing, Lord Jesus. These times require radical faith, Lord Jesus. You're infusing us with your power, your glory, your anointing. You're infusing us with your love, Lord Jesus. There's a new infusion of the power of the word of God in us. Lord, a revelation that the devil is defeated. Kurabashe. Give us a revelation no matter what comes. The enemy is defeated. Give us a revelation of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The power of the blood, and that we can plead the blood of Jesus. Give us a revelation of the power in your name, Jesus. That when we speak the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Satan flees. Korabashe. Give us a revelation of the things, the instruments, the weapons that you have given us. It's not over till you say it's over. Help us to understand that the battle is not ours. The battle is yours, and all we get to do is enforce the victory. Believe the word. Receive the promise. Lord, I declare that revival has come. I declare that it's just the beginning, but it's here. I declare that there is a mighty army rising up, Lord. Young and old, black and white, Lord Jesus. Yoking shields, united, in the power of your name, representing the one true God whose name is Jesus the Christ. And that you are the commander-in-chief. And that you lead your army like you led the armies of Israel. And that you're giving us new strategy. That you are unfolding the plans of victory in our lives. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that your presence fills the temple. That we can have heaven on earth. And that we can bring earth up to heaven. Hallelujah. We can elevate faith. We can elevate worship. We can elevate praise. Horabasha, till God is moved and touched. And then the glory comes down. And then the glory comes down. Changing lives, saving lives, healing bodies, pouring out miracles over your children and those that shall be. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're doing a work in us towards the lost. That we no longer can afford to be indifferent toward those who are dying and going to hell, Lord Jesus. That we must have a burden for the lost. That we must reach out and touch and be able to change one life because of what you've done for us. Just as we receive Jesus, help us to understand that we need to give Jesus. Give us a revelation that you're coming soon. That if we look, we will see the signs of your soon return. That if we can discern the signs of the time, your imminent return is soon, Lord Jesus. Lord, we don't know exactly when. No one knows, not even Jesus, not even your son. You will speak that to your son on that day, on that appointed time. But Lord, help us as the people of God, as your children, to be able to understand that we need to seize the moment. We need to seize the day. That we need to be reapers of the harvests. And so we just honor you today, this holy day. This is a holy day. We gather here together in the name of Jesus, worshiping a holy God, the one true God. And that we are a holy people. You have said of us kings and priests. And that we have a job to do, Lord Jesus. I thank you that because of you, you strengthen us and enable us to do the job at hand. And so until you come, until your soon return, may you find us at our posts. May you find us diligently giving you birthing sons and daughters for your kingdom, bringing in the lost, healing the sick, binding up the hearts of the brokenhearted, delivering the captives, encouraging the brethren, fine-tuning the brethren. May you find us in worship of you. May you find us deep, seeped in the power of prayer. May you find us about your business. And so we just love you. And we want to just thank you. And we want to lift up the name of Jesus today. And all those who agree, we say, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God forever. I love the songs that we sang about Jerusalem and Israel. And that always stirs up something in me. There's a special anointing whenever we sing of Israel. Is there not? I mean, can you just feel it? It's just, we sing of Israel and we know that this is the bride and the heart, as are we. But there's just a special, we sing of Zion and Jerusalem and Israel, and something gets stirred in the atmosphere. Is that right? I could feel it, you know? And I so want to return. I so want to return. I want to go back just to touch, you know, God's holy ground again. Not that this is not holy ground. I understand that wherever the soles of our feet touch, we can declare it holy ground because Jesus is in us. But in Israel, it's like a double holy ground. I don't know how to say it. It's like double holy ground. But praise God. And so today, I was just blessed because I wanted to talk a little bit about Israel. Open up your Bibles, please, to the book of Jeremiah 30. And so as I was reading through the Word of God, I was reminded that thousands of years ago, God gave a prophecy to the Jewish people. Thousands of years ago, okay? So the theologians do their math, and they figure about 2,000 years ago. We're not sure, but a long, long time ago. And so for 2,000 years, the Jewish people wandered from nation to nation in the hands of one enemy and another enemy. And even Moses, how many know that Moses was a great leader, a great man of faith, one of our blessed patriots, Moses. But even Moses, after a long time, was convinced that God had finished with the Jews, maybe had even forgotten about the nation of Israel. Even Moses began to think that, you know, because so many years had gone by and the nation of Israel was still wandering, and they were besieged by enemy after enemy and battle after battle and defeat after defeat. So no wonder Moses wondered. But if you're in Jeremiah 30, I want to read verses 1 through 3. Are you there? Okay. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken. How many know this is the book? You're holding it. It's in your hands. And this was spoken about what? Maybe 2,000 years ago? You're holding that book. That's an amazing thing. Write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back my people from captivity. My people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now, I have to tell you that this is Jeremiah 30, but if you read Jeremiah 26 and chapters 25, 25, 26, 27, that is when God is prophesying to his people that they will be wanderers, that they will be assaulted, that they're going to go through wildernesses for many, 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 many. How many know 2,000 years is many, many, many years? He prophesied earlier on and said, this will happen to you. And there was a reason why. I'm not going to go there. It's not part of what I want to say. But just so you know, because they would not receive him as God, because they turned to other gods, because they would not obey the laws of God. And he said, so this will happen to you. So he prophesied over his own people, this will happen to you, not because I don't love you, but because you're stubborn, because you reject me, because you're rebellious. But thank God for Jeremiah 30. Because in 30 is the good news. Now God is speaking a promise to his people. See, he prophesied to them earlier on, this will happen to you. But in Jeremiah 30, he's giving them a promise. He's saying to them, I will bring back my people from captivity, Israel and Judah. And I will cause them, however he's going to do that. However, you know, sometimes you got to go into the furnace and that becomes the cause of why you come out loving God. Sometimes you got to go through the storm, and when you come out of the storm, you realize God was with you all along. But if you're spared the storm, sometimes you don't get that revelation. So he is saying, I will cause them. How he's going to cause them, we know because we've read the book, but he says, I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. God gave his people a promise. He said he was going to gather them from all the nations that they were scattered to, and he was going to bring them back to their homeland. They will possess it. Many Jews didn't believe that they would ever see their homeland again. Why? Because 2,000 years had passed. Listen, some people can't wait for a husband or a wife for 1 year. I've heard of stories where, you know, my husband's now going to Afghanistan and he's on tour. And so the wife sits home and she's got to wait for a year for her beloved to return. And she ain't waiting 1 year for him. But how many know God is our groom and we're his bride? And they had to wait 2,000 years so they wouldn't believe. They couldn't believe. But God made a promise. And why am I emphasizing that? Because sometimes it takes a long time for the promise to come true. But that don't mean that God's forgotten about you. If you're anything like I am, I want the promise fulfilled today. If you're anything like I am. You know, I don't want my husband to have to go through what he's going through. I want him healed and running and walking and on the mission field and coming and going like he was. But we may have to wait a little bit. Not 2,000 years, Lord, but we may have to wait a little bit. Not 2,000 years, Lord. They'll be singing me happy birthday for the next... Too many years. See, but God said this would happen. I made a promise to you. Do you understand that God, who doesn't need to promise us anything, has made so many promises to us? You know, all that he did at the cross should have been enough. Period. But even all of that, he said, and yet I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. If God promised, he will see it through. He will fulfill his promise to you. Can I tell you, between the word and the world, the word is stronger. Between the word and circumstances, the word is more real. This word is more real than his pain. The The word is truer than any report of a doctor. I have heard different stories from, we've seen so many different doctors in this last month. I bless God for each one, and they're good doctors. Thank you, Father. Good doctors, good skills, good heart, good bedside manner, good intentions. I don't necessarily like their reports, but I love the report of the Lord. And this report is truer than their report. See, you have to know that. And you have to remember that. When the symptoms are lining up with their report. You hear what I'm saying to you? God's word is truer than any trial you'll ever go through. God's word is stronger and truer than any storm you'll ever walk through. It's the word of God that'll get you through the storm. How many know God is his word? When I say it's the word of God, I'm saying God will see you through the storm. That's what I'm saying. When I say confess the word, what I'm telling you is confess Jesus. When I tell you believe his word, I'm telling you believe on Jesus. The word is truer than anything or anyone. Jeremiah 31. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 31. As if saying his promise to his people one time wasn't enough, God repeats his promise again. You know why? Because we're a little hard of hearing. And I don't know about you, again, if you're anything like me, I'm going, God, did you really say that? Did you mean that, or did I misinterpret that, or did I not understand that? So just in case, Aida, you didn't get it the first time, I'm going to repeat it again for you. Are you with me with Jeremiah 31? At the same time, things were going on. If you read chapter 30, things were going on. Things were unfolding. Words were being said. So Jeremiah 31 verse 1 says, at the same time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. You are the people of God. You need to understand that. You need to, you know, ask God right now, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you. Open our understanding to understand we are your people, we're your family, we're your bride, you're our God, you're our groom. And with that comes covenant rights. And with that comes blessing. And with that comes victory. And with that comes you. You come with that word. Give us an understanding of all that we have and all that we carry. It's time to take dominion. It's time to rule and reign. Hallelujah. For the glory of God. See, what we as Christians need to do is find a promise in the Word of God. Find a promise in the Word of God that relates to your situation, that relates to your circumstance. How many know from Genesis to Revelation, this book has promises. And who's the one making the promise? God himself. Maybe it comes through the mouth of Moses. Maybe it comes through the mouth of Esther. Maybe it comes through the mouth of John. Maybe it comes through the mouth of Abraham. But it's coming from God. And then there are times in the Bible when he says, I, the Lord, I say, I don't need Abraham today. I don't need to speak through Moses today. I don't need to speak through a prophet today. I don't need to speak through a preacher today. I, the Lord God, I say to you. We We need to find a promise in the Bible that applies to our particular circumstance. See, despite everything the enemies tried to do against the nation of Israel, against everything that they tried to do to defeat them, to bring them down, to destroy them, to annihilate them, even after 2,000 years, God said, I know what I promised them. There shall be a remnant. They shall return to their homeland. I, God, will cause that to happen. What has God spoken to you? What has God promised you personally, specifically, not generically? God remembered his promise to his people, and how many know he'll remember his promises to you? God remembers his promises to you. And can I tell you, as much as Israel is in his heart, so are you. You're in his heart. He does not love the Israelites more than he loves us. They are his nation. We are his nation. They are his people. We are his people. Hallelujah. So today, I just challenge you to find a promise in the Word of God that relates to your particular situation, to what you're going through. I say to you, find it, confess it, believe it, and you will receive it because of who God is. Because of who he is, you will receive it. So I just want to show you in the Bible, just in case you're saying, well, I don't know, you know, where? Show me some promises. Go with me to Exodus 14. These are just some promises that I chose, you know, because of my needs, because of who I am, because of what I'm going through. But this book has so, this Bible, this word of the Lord has so many promises. You find what relates to you. Exodus chapter 14. I'm going to read verse 14. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. That's a promise from God. He's going to fight for Lou. God's going to fight for me. And how many know? Here's good news. He already did it. It's done. So I should be walking in peace, not in fear. And what did that verse say? And you shall hold your peace. I'm holding on to peace because I know what my God has done for me. And I know he's faithful. He'll fulfill that promise. He'll fulfill that promise. My God will fight for me. And how many know Jesus is fighting for you? How does Jesus fight for us today? He intercedes. Can I tell you, if nobody shows up to the next prayer meeting, it don't matter. Jesus is interceding for us. I used to be so disappointed when I would have prayer meetings and lead the prayer meetings. And I said, oh God, oh, not just me here tonight, you know. Send me at least one other so we could have human agreement. Look, I know that when I preach, read, pray the word of God, all of heaven agrees. I got heavenly agreement. But God wants human agreement. So I'd be, oh God, send another person. Send another person. I want to be able to humanly agree with that person upon the word of God. And sure enough, one would trickle in, and two would trickle in, and three would trickle in. Praise God. And we pray, and we pray, and we pray the word of God. We pray the power of the prayer of agreement, and God would fulfill. But in my heart, I had to go home sometimes, and I'd say, God, you know, because sometimes the devil will tell you, don't go, because nobody's coming. I know, Pastor, the devil talked to you that way, but he talked to me that way sometimes. Don't even show up, because they ain't coming tonight. They're busy, they're working, they're tired, their kids, blah, blah, baseball practice, whatever it was, and it was all good, but nobody showed up. Very few times. And I said, Lord. And he reminded me, yeah, but Jesus is interceding for you, for them, for the nation, for the lost, for the saved, for the church. And I'd go, and how many know you can put an amen to every prayer of Jesus? You go, okay, Jesus, pray on. Amen. Go ahead, Jesus, pray more. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy next door. Let's go just next door. Deuteronomy, let's go to 31. Chapter 31 in Deuteronomy. Because it's just one more promise that is so beautiful and God will fulfill. And if we're in the Old Testament, God has fulfilled. Okay, are we in Deuteronomy 31? Let's go to verse 8. Again, I just pulled up some promises. You pull up what relates to you. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. Somebody said Emmanuel, God with us. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. So do not fear and do not be dismayed. God will go before. That's a promise. That, are you afraid of what you're going through right now? And listen, I understand it, you know, fear is a spirit. So if you're saying, you know what, I do feel afraid, all you're saying is that that spirit is hovering about you. Hovering about you, speaking lies, speaking deceptions into your ears. It's no shame to say, I am fearful. What we have to say is this is a spirit and it's got to bow at the mention of the name of Jesus. It cannot stay. It cannot speak. Don't let it speak into your ear. Say, I rebuke you, spirit of fear. You cannot speak into my ear. Cannot speak into my soul. Cannot deceive my thinking. Because my mind belongs to God and I have the mind of Christ and it is stayed upon him. All right, let's go to Jeremiah 29. These are just promises that are found in the Bible. You can go and open up any book and I'm telling you, you will find the promises of God. But which one are you walking out now? Okay, Jeremiah 29. Where are we? Jeremiah 29. Okay, let's read verse 11. Hallelujah. Is this blessing somebody? Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says who? The Lord. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you what? Hope and a future. I got hope and a future. Listen, the doctor said, but he's got hope and a future. God said, you will live and not die. You got hope and a future. The word is truer than any report of a doctor. God promised you hope and a future. How many know God will fulfill that word? God fulfills his word. His word cannot return void. God is his word, and he will see it, and he will perform it. Okay, let's go to the New Testament, because that's who we are, New Testament believers. Go to the book of John. I just want to get you encouraged to start searching the scriptures for a promise of your own, for your situation. Maybe a promise about your children. Maybe a promise about your husband, your wife, your parents, your church, your city, your nation, your job, your finances. They're in the book. John chapter 3, verse 16. And then I got to move on quickly. So I'm going to skip some things here. Okay, because I want to show you something. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that whosoever should not, but have, you will not perish. God has promised you everlasting life. You will not perish. For those who love God, those who believe God, you will not perish. Can I tell you something? If God calls us home today, it's still a win-win situation. Why do you think we need not fear? Because when I go home, listen, when I walked through those doors and I still hadn't seen Happy Birthday, Pastor Aida, I saw the black and white and I saw that. I go, how pretty, look at that. And then I read Happy Birthday, Aida, Pastor Aida. I thought, oh my God, that's so precious, that's so beautiful, that's so wonderful. They did that for me. Somebody took time, somebody put that up, somebody wrote my name. So, isn't that something? As beautiful as that is, when I get to heaven, the whole skies are going to say, "Happy birthday, Aida," all of heaven. What am I saying? No matter how good it is down here, it's better up there. So when you go home, it's win-win, no need to fear. But I'm not going home till he wants me home. Do you understand that? I'm not leaving here till my God calls me. The devil can't have me. Devil can call, but he can't have me. He can say, but I'm not his. It's when he calls me home. It's because he wants me there with him. And that's a win-win. No need to fear. But I'm not going 1 second sooner. We got that? So we're going to sing happy birthday to me for another 25 years. Amen? Okay, and so I'm going to move on. Let's go to Exodus because I want you to see something. We can have heaven on earth. People say, what are you talking about? Heaven is heaven and earth is earth. And God is in heaven and earth. What? Who rules and reigns in earth? Yeah, but I got to tell you something. But God put his government on this earth. And God put his people on this earth. And how many know that God lives in you? Heaven on earth. The power of heaven is in you. Heaven on earth. Are you with me in Exodus chapter, did I say 19? Exodus 19, okay, because I want you to see this, because this is precious. Hallelujah. I can have heaven on earth, because God is in me. Hallelujah, God's in me and God's in you. I want to read verses 16 through 18 here. Are we there? Okay. Exodus chapter 19, I'm going to start reading in verse 16. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud, woo, on the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud. Somebody say very loud. So that all the people, because see, we didn't want anybody not to hear. We didn't want anybody not to say, what is that sound? And the sound of the trumpets was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God. How many know you don't need Moses to call you up out of the camp? Christ has called you up out of the darkness into his glorious light. And he sent his Holy Spirit to position you at the right hand of Jesus Christ. I love Moses, but he don't have to call me. Holy Spirit moves me and calls me. And Jesus knows my name. How many know God knows you by your name? God, call me. God, you call me. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now, Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord, it was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Somebody say fire. Fire. Woo. The fire of the Lord is in this house. The fire of the Lord is in you. Look, the fire of the Lord is in Pastor Monette. She was standing up here this morning. And I saw billows of smoke coming through those prayers. And I stand here and I walked right into the fire that God dropped here. Do you know that God will never drop fire into an empty place? Okay, let me move on. Hallelujah. How many know God is not about the void? God fills the void with his presence. There was a void in my heart before I accepted Jesus Christ, but he came and he filled the void. Praise the Lord. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke and God answered him by voice. God still speaks by voice. He speaks by the written word. He speaks by discerning. He speaks by an impression. He speaks by an inward witness. And he still speaks by voice. Hallelujah. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai at the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord came down and Moses went up. The Lord came down and Moses went up. How many know the presence of God is in this house and he's elevating us? God is in the house. He's descending the Spirit of God and we're rising. Listen, you can awaken your dawn. What do I mean by that? When you wake up in the morning, say, I, through the power of Jesus Christ, I awaken the dawn. My new day. I got control over my new day. It's not what the devil wants for you today. I, through Christ Jesus, can awaken the dawn. How do we do that? By the power of your word. Confess the word. Say, this is the way my day will go. Can I tell you something? We've been having plumbing problems. Oh, my gosh. Again and again. Plumbing problem, plumbing problem, plumbing problems. I got, God, what's with the plumbing in this house? I'm so tired with clogged sinks and clogged bathroom. And I said, and it happens every Sunday, Pastor, every Sunday before we go to church. Last Sunday it happened. This Sunday it happened. The Sunday we didn't make it, it happened. And I'm like, God, you got to tell me what's going on here. And he did. And so, you know, took care of business, but so this morning we're you know, I'm washing up and, you know, Lou's getting ready, and I look over to the tub and there's all black stuff coming out of the tub, and I go, okay, in the name of Jesus, I awaken the dawn. I speak to the plumbing in this house. You got to do that. I know it sounds crazy, but speak to the plumbing. Speak to the electricity. What's not working? Speak to the sink. I speak to the dishwasher. I speak to the washing machine. You will function properly. The world might think you're crazy, but I have dominion. And I have faith to say, God, these things belong to you. You bless me with them. I want them to work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you something? What we see here is that God chose a time to descend. And here's what I want to encourage you with today, and then I'm almost closing. Here's what I want to encourage you with today. When the people of God gather together, there's a gathering. There's a coming together. There's an appointed time. We are the people of God. Today is an appointed day, is it not? Today is not the Sabbath day of the Lord. It's an appointed, even a holy day. And there's a gathering of the brethren and friends. So the holy day, the gathering of the brethren. And I believe we've come in unity. Can we say agreement? Can we say amen? We've come in unity. God ascended and God will descend when the people of God gather together in unity, in one accord, in one spirit. He says, wow, look at that. He descends. That's heaven on earth. And then very quickly, I want you to understand. And then we can bring earth to heaven. How do we do that? Through the praise and the worship. Those who worship God in spirit and in truth, it comes from your spirit. It comes up. It goes up. It goes up. It goes up. It's like a perfume. It's incense. The prayers of the saints are incense. It goes up. It goes up. The perfume goes into his nostrils. The incense goes up his nostrils. Earth is ascending into heaven. Heaven on earth, earth into heaven. And how many know what that happens when that union happens, Pastor? When heaven touches earth and earth touches heaven, nothing is impossible. That's when miracles happen. That's when healings happen. That's when the lost are saved. That's when deliverance takes place. Because that's the power of God. heaven touching earth, earth touching heaven. God is saying, I'm there. What do you have need of? My promises are fulfilled. My prophecies are fulfilled. My word is fulfilled. Can you believe it? Then you will receive it. Let's stand to our feet. When God responds, how many know God responded? How do I know God responded? If you go to the book of Acts, Karabasha. Wow. Acts, the book of Acts. And I promise now I'm closing. If you go to the book of Acts, in chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Are we not here in one place? Are we not here in one accord? Are we not here gathered together? Let me show you what happens. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house. Hallelujah. The whole house it filled. What that sound of God, what that presence from heaven, what the Spirit of God himself filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they appeared. Then there was something that happened, something so supernatural. There appeared to be over their heads something like divided tongues as of fire. See, when God's in the house, something supernatural happens. When God's in the house, miracles happen. Healings, the supernatural. Because God is supernatural. But I got news for you, so are you. You're supernatural. He put his super on your natural, and you became supernatural. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, upon each of you that's in this house. He didn't leave anybody out. How many know that? You could be sitting there falling asleep. God don't care. You're in the house. My presence is here. I'm touching you today. I'm changing you today. I'm doing something for you today, because you, whether you know it or not, have need of him. Do you understand that? But listen to what verse 4 says. And they were all filled. Hallelujah. They were all touched. They're all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to do something supernatural. They began to do something miraculous. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to thank you that you are not a respecter of persons, Lord Jesus. We are gathered here, Lord Jesus. We came today. Some of us, Lord, took a little longer to get here, but we got here. Some of us, the plumbing started doing its ugly thing again, but we got here. Some of us, Lord Jesus, we hurt in our bodies, but we got here. We're here. Hallelujah. And more importantly, God is here. And so let heaven touch earth today. And let earth, through faith, touch heaven today. Through our word, through our confession, through our belief in Christ Jesus, we're touching heaven. Open up windows of heaven today, Lord. Let the rains of God fall upon us with miracles and healings and deliverance and signs and wonders, Lord Jesus. Because it's who you are and it's what we need. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just lift up a hallelujah to you today. I raise a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as our pastor said, our focus is on you and not on our need. You meet our needs, Lord. Our focus is on you and not the circumstance. You change the circumstance. Our focus is on you because you're the God of promise. And you fulfill your, even if it took 2,000 years, Lord, Israel came back to their homeland. Lord, it may take one, it may take two, it may take 18 years like the woman who was bent over. But healing belongs to your children. It may take longer than we want, but miracles are ours in the name of Jesus. Lord, it may take longer than what we want, but we've been set free. We've been set free by the power of your name, Lord Jesus. for whom the Son has come to set free, and he came to set all captives free. We are free indeed. And so we thank you today. We praise you today. We glorify you today. We magnify you today. It's not about what the enemy is doing. It's about what God has done and what God has promised. We say yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we magnify the one name that's above every name, the one name that every tongue will confess, the one name that every knee will bow down before one day. That name, the name of Jesus, is in the house. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And the people of God, we say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to leave you with this. I thought maybe I would have a time of ministry and lay hands. But I'm telling you something. When God is in the house, and you understand that it is he who is in the house, and you understand that it is he who is Christ the healer, and you get into your heart that it is he who delivers and sets free, and you understand that no man can give a miracle but God himself, all you need to do is reach up to heaven, let earth touch heaven, and receive what heaven's got for you today. If you're discouraged, God says, I encourage you. If you are feeling hopeless, God is saying, I am the God of hope. And in addition to hope, I declare over you a future. And so I just want to thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your grace. I thank you for the pace of grace, Lord Jesus, that we're walking this out, Lord. Help us to be, Father God, those who know their God. Know their God. We know our God. And the promise shall be fulfilled unto us. Help us to walk it out in grace, with great testimony, to be witnesses. God said it, he'll do it. Don't matter what, don't matter what, don't matter what hell rises up against the word of God, God will do this. Watch and see what God will do. I give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's thank the Lord for his message for all of us today through his servant. Amen. Let's be grateful to God because God is still in the business of speaking to our hearts. And when we receive it, you know that God is able to bring about fruitfulness in the word that has been spoken to you and me and to us as a church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's bow down before God. Bow down our hearts before the Lord. For it is he that is spoken through his servant. Father God, we honor you because you are the God who does not change. You've spoken in the past when we read the Bible and it's ministered to us. You speak to us through the work of your Holy Spirit. And our prayers that our hearts be likened to that good ground, good soil. That as we have received your word, because Lord Jesus, your name is faithful and true. You're faithful and you are true. You are true to your promises, God. That when you say something, you do it. You do it. You accomplish the very purpose that you send forth your word. Like rain that falls to the earth and you cause the earth to bud and blossom. We look up to you, Lord God. You're the only one that can bring fruitfulness in our lives. That today we declare that the barrenness in the lives of your people is over. With hearts open to your word. That your Holy Spirit comes like rain, or better yet, like the mighty river of God. that has touched our hearts, causing that seed, which is the incorruptible word of God, to blossom, to bear fruit, even to 100-fold beyond what we can even imagine, because that's what the kingdom of God is likened to. Father God, may we never limit you in what you can do in our lives, what you can do in the lives that we are continually lifting up to you day and night. That through the work of your Spirit, God, you soften hearts. That, Lord, we will not limit you in what you can do over us as a church. It's not about the size. It's about the bigness of the hearts of those whom you have called and chosen to be your vessels and instruments, God. When we are reminded who we serve and who we know and who is living in us, God, you're the God of breakthroughs. And so, God, the miracles that's being birthed, Lord God, in the lives of your people today, right at this moment, may we all be very careful to give you all the credit, all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because our goal as a church, God, is to bring glory and honor to your Son alone, Jesus, because that pleases your heart, Father God. Holy Spirit of God, we just love you and appreciate you because you're here. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. Even throughout this entire day, in our coming together, that's why now we are seeing when you would constantly remind us not to forsake the coming together of the saints, God. Because, Lord, this is what church is all about. There's something when the people of God come together in unity and in agreement, Lord God. That because, Lord, in your presence, oh God, there's joy, there's peace, healing, salvation, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, even today as we honor your servant, Pastor Aida, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her obedience to the call that you have placed upon her life. And today, as a family of God, we say thank you to you for her life, God. And so, Lord God, in Jesus' name, even as we watch this short video to honor your servant, God, may, Lord God, may we all remember that it was part of your plan that our lives get connected, God. And may we be your channels of blessings upon her life and even Pastor Lou today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Please be seated. And after the video, we're going to take our second offering to honor God's servant today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll do that next. Yeah. Oh, we didn't know that we're going to. Oh, you prepared. Okay. Oh, yes, yes. I was reminded by our brother Art. We're going to have communion also. Okay. All right. Praise God. All right. Let's have the video. Thank you.
Lord, you search me and you know me when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. Behind me and before me, your hand is there to guide me. Too wonderful for me, this knowledge is.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. May we call on Pastor Aida as we pray for you as a church, Pastor Aida.
Thank you so much.
Praise God. We would always say this, that the best gift that anyone can have is a touch from God. A life, you know, her life is a gift to us as a body of Christ. And we're so blessed, and thank the Lord for this privilege that we can offer this prayer of blessings upon your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, a day that we can honor you and thank you for your abundant love for us. In fact, you are the one who modeled it for us, that you gave. You're the best giver, abundant giver. You gave your best, and that is your Son. And you're continually doing that, Lord God, in the body of Christ, as you have given lives to bless us and to touch us. We thank you for the life of our Pastor Aida, God, today as a church. We say thank you for blessing us with her life. And we honor you, Lord God, and even as we obey your word, God, when you said, Lord, to honor one another. And as a church, God, we honor her today. We thank you, God, for her gift, the gift that you have given her, that, Lord, has blessed us as she ministers the word to us. And to many places that you take her, that, Lord, that gift is multiplying, God. And we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, even with what she shares with us, she is open. She would say moments wherein there would be testing and trying moments in life. And Father God, as she shares them with us with an open heart, we see your grace, we see your love, we see your strength upon her. That even in moments that, Lord, it may be, someone may say, I give up, I quit, but Lord, here she is, still pressing on. And we see that as your grace upon her life. And so, Lord, as a church, we say, bless her abundantly.
Amen. Yes.
As she even herself spoke your word today, that her life is blessed with hope, yes, and she has a future, and Pastor Lou and her family, the family of God, hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you, God, even for your constant care, that you know the details of what she needs in every aspect, spirit, soul, and body. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, we honor you because you're the one who is our comforter and helper. That, God, even in this season of her life, God, we know, Lord God, that you are with her every step of the way. And so, God, as we bless your servant today, we thank you, Father God, that this is a privilege for us to just bless her indeed. And that, Lord, oh God, the day is coming, God, that, Lord, she would be lifted up, Lord God, and covered in prayers, Lord. Not just here, but in her church and the family, oh God, that you would continually, Lord God, speak to her, that it may be shared to others, God. And your hedge of protection upon her life, her health, Lord, oh God, and her family, Lord. And we give you praise for what you have done today and about to do in her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. As we take this offering, please remember that it's the word of God that says we share good things with those who teach and share the word of God to us as we call on the ushers, and then we're going to have our communion. Amen. Praise God. Know that this is a privilege for us, that whatever you and I do, as we bless his servant today, we are honoring God in obedience to his word. Amen. God bless you as you give to the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's prepare our hearts as we would partake the communion. You know, this is such an important part of our service, to be given the opportunity to remember what Jesus has done. We're here because of the Lord. Amen. And so as we come to the Lord in prayer and just be in respect and to honor the elements as it's going to be passed along, be in an attitude of prayer of thanksgiving for the perfect gift given to us, and that is the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Allow me to read the portion of the scriptures. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." As the elements are passed. Thank you. Lord, what a blessed moment that we are gathered today. In obedience to the word of God, we remember your son Jesus, his suffering, his death, but praise God, on the third day, Jesus rose again. Lord, that event that happened thousands of years ago, it still has purpose and meaning and is still relevant in our lives today. That because of his death, we are given the gift of eternal life. That through the blood that he shed on that cross, Jesus, you cleansed us. Cleansed us from all of our sins. And what it means to be a new creation in Christ. What it means that God, now we could come before your presence to have direct access to the throne of grace because of the blood of Jesus. May we never take these blessings for granted, Father God, because it cost the very life of Jesus, your Son. We thank you, Jesus. We're all forever grateful for what you have done. You willingly gave up your life that we may have life. As we partake this bread, may we remember your broken body. Your hands, your feet, they were pierced. Crown of thorns were placed upon your head. You were struck on your side. All of this, God, you willingly took upon yourself. That the suffering, that should have been ours, the punishment that should have been ours, you took it upon yourself. So today, as we partake communion, we appropriate all these blessings that you have accomplished at that cross when you said, it is finished, it is done. The forgiveness of our sins, healing to our bodies, the renewing of our souls and our minds, and God, to know that, God, now we are made whole to do your will. So as we partake this bread in remembrance of you, Jesus, we are not to take this lightly, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body. As we partake the bread, let's remember what Jesus has done. Amen. Let's partake the bread. Hallelujah. And this cup represents your most precious blood. That blood never loses its power. In fact, in Revelation 14, you said, we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. And by your blood, we thank you for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And by your blood, Lord Jesus, we are cleansed, purified, equipped to do your will. Thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. Now we have access before your throne of grace, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus, as we partake the cup. In his holy name, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Lord, now we can rejoice and just say thank you as we lift up songs to you in worship and in our praise. We thank you for blessing your people today. We thank you, Father God, for this time that we can be together and just to give you glory and honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. And even, Lord God, as we commit our time of fellowship, as we have lunch together, God, your presence, oh God, is in our midst, oh God, glorifying you and giving you the highest praise that you alone deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of our Lord Jesus forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Are you blessed with the message?
Yes, we are.
Purihin ang Panginoon.